Together, we are hashtag Texas Strong.
Marching bands from both high schools took to the field during the halftime show to play the Eastwood fight song. They'd learned to play it together earlier in the day. When the game began, players from the two teams stood together on the field, maroon Plano jerseys interspersed with Eastwood's white and blue. There was a moment of silence for the shooting victims. A month ago, a man from these suburbs north of Dallas allegedly drove 10 hours across Texas to El Paso to commit an act of hate. This week, an El Paso high school sent its football team, marching band, drill team, cheerleaders, and parents 10 hours from El Paso to North Texas. Richard Hernandez Jr. made the trek with his family. His daughter plays trumpet in the band.
It means that everybody can come together, show that there's no hard feelings, no bad feelings, bring everybody, unite everybody together. Whether we win or lose, it makes no difference.
This game almost didn't happen. Plano canceled it after the shooting. Officials were concerned about security, but after an outcry, the game was put back on and moved to the Dallas Cowboys practice field in Frisco. El Paso City Council member Henry Rivera says canceling didn't feel right.
If our kids were victimized once, I saw them as being victimized a second time. So I just felt that this game had to be played. It had to be played.
Plano won the football game, 43-28. But the event was more than just a game. It was a chance to show unity and defy those who would sow hate and fear. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.